As we close tonight's show, I'd like to thank all of those who dropped by to be with us tonight. Since 1964, we've closed every KWXY broadcast day with the playing of Auld Lang Syne by the Gunther Coleman Chorus. And we'll do just that in a moment. After which, KWXY Radio will move from 98.5 FM to 1340 AM. And KDES Radio will become the flagship station of 98.5 FM. In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we'll hear the words of our owner and founder, Glenn Barnett.
Don't know when, though. Never know when I'll be back in town.
This is Glenn Barnett. Today marked the end of my tenure with KWXY. For 45 years, 120 days, I was responsible for its operation. My wife Opal and I signed it on the air on 1340 AM at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, October 4th, 1964. We were a powerful little 250-watter with an unknown future. We had very little money and a lot of foolhardy, blind determination. Fortunately, the format caught on quickly, and by the third month, our ledger was in the black, and we were on our way. I literally built much of the equipment, and I bought for a song equipment that had been discarded long ago by several stations. I redesigned the circuitry, modernized it, and it worked perfectly for many years. A contractor built our building at 68700 Avenue 34 on land purchase for little money down. At first, we had only 5 employees, including me. We got 2 power increases within 5 years, and by 1969, we got KWXY-FM on the air with 3,000 watts on 103.1, and then switching to 98.5 in 1976 with 50,000 watts. We sold KWXY-AM to R&R Radio Corporation in 2006, and now the FM goes to them, too, where you'll hear the powerhouse KDES Oldie station starting tomorrow. And you can still hear the KWXY sounds on 1340 AM, where it all started 45 years ago. Please follow us there. KWXY 1340. Our format has changed little in 45 years. There are less than 12 beautiful music stations left in the United States due to diminished advertising dollars from national advertisers who want 18 to 35-year-old listeners. Locally, our format has held up well, and KWXY is a very popular station, and we know thousands of our listeners will miss our old familiar frequency. But we're not going away. We're just moving back to 1340 AM, where it all began, starting tomorrow. I wish to thank our many listeners and advertisers who made this possible all these years, and I'll be lost tomorrow. I've been going through the door of some radio station every morning for over 65 years. At 18, my first job was as engineer at KVGB Great Bend, Kansas. I'll be terribly lost tomorrow. The success of KWXY is really not because of me, but of the fine people that were on our staff. I thank them, past and present. Now remember, KWXY 1340, still your favorite radio station.
KWXY.